Welcome to the Inspiring Message. My name is Lynn Wilson, and I serve as a deacon at Second Presbyterian Church. It is my privilege to share this message with you during this season of Lent in plain sight, when we are seeking the presence of the sacred in the everyday. During this second week of Lent, Reverend Chris Henry's sermon instructs us to cling to the cross. As I prepared this message, I thought about the meaningful images of the cross that came to my mind. I love to gaze at Jesus and the beautiful cross in the sanctuary at Second. Last week, I was struck by the image on my television screen of a large gold cross standing on the steeple of a church in Ukraine, while the rest of the building was reduced to rubble. Only the cross was still standing. I have a very special cross that I bought when I visited the Holy Land. We went to the Jordan River, to a place where people were being baptized. I watched a middle-aged man and a frail, elderly woman who were dressed in their baptismal gowns. He carried her down the steps and into the water, where he held her and prayed and sang over her as he rocked her in the water. Her face was filled with peace and joy. It was a truly holy moment, one that crosses my mind always when I look at my cross. Hear the words of 1 Corinthians 1, verses 18 through 31. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. God always blesses the reading and hearing of Scripture.